Señor presidente.
Mr. Chairman, High Commissioner, we are grateful to UNHCR for organising the 65th session and for the presentation of reports on the assessment of its humanitarian operations, as well as achievements and challenges when it comes to policy making to protect the human rights of refugees, asylum seekers, and stateless persons. On behalf of Ecuadorian President Rafael Correa, the President pro tempore of the Community of Latin American and Caribbean States, SALAC, and on behalf of my government, I wish to pay tribute to the High Commissioner for the dedication and commitment that he has shown in his work. We trust that his successor will draw inspiration from his invaluable example. As you may know, Ecuador welcomes more refugees and displaced persons, whether or not they be refugee seekers, than any other state in the Americas. Mr. Chairman, none of these people live in camps or in specially demarcated areas. Refugees and their families live throughout the national territory. They enjoy full civil rights, including free access to health and education services. The financial burden of caring for such persons is shouldered by our country, committed to the provisions of our Constitution, which states that free human mobility is a right that stems from an innate quality of human nature. In our government, the Ministry for Foreign Affairs and Human Mobility and the Office of the Undersecretary for Migrants do their utmost to provide services for the refugee community as well as asylum seekers and displaced persons, in addition to stateless persons. And we are very grateful to the UNHCR local office, with whom we will shortly be renewing our cooperation agreement. Ecuador is a territory of peace and refuge. We believe that the key obligation of all member states of the United Nations should be to do away with the root causes that push people to seek asylum. Given that the majority of refugees and displaced persons on our territory are Colombian nationals, Ecuador, together with the government of President Santos and all other democratic forces in Colombia, is seeking to foster peace in our brother country. And we wish to take this opportunity once again to stress our support for a successful outcome to the process, in the hope that the efforts of the people and government of Colombia will be successful. 60 million refugees. Mr. Chairman, that is quite a figure. All of the countries of the world, particularly those who have given rise to conflict, should be moved by this figure. Those who cause refugee flows are warlords, fundamentalists, ethnic and religious extremists, as well as arms producers and traders. They are the root cause of this shameful human tragedy on an enormous scale. The only rational means of dealing with conflict is through peace. A sustainable solution is clear but difficult to achieve. In the meantime, Solidarity will continue to provide support and solace for refugees who are fleeing barbarity. There needs to be tangible support from donor countries in the face of this catastrophe, and bearing in mind the needs set out by High Commissioner Guterres. Ecuador wishes to restate its solidarity with refugees worldwide and expresses a hope for a peaceful political resolution to conflicts that are afflicting numerous countries around the world, friendly countries, particularly in Europe, Asia, and Africa. Our country lacks financial resources, but offers up its advocacy and its experience and stands ready to share it with governments from these three continents. As we seek to avoid forced irregular entry onto a territory becoming criminalized and a modern and despicable form of discrimination, my delegation wishes to endorse the statement made on the 25th of August in Geneva by the UN Special Rapporteur on the Human Rights of Migrants, Mr. François Crépeau, with regard to the current migration crisis and the humanitarian consequences of it. the special rapporteur publicly requested the EU to establish a human rights-based, coherent and comprehensive migration policy, which genuinely understands that mobility is a central asset. This human rights-based migration policy is the only way to ensure that the European Union can reclaim its borders, effectively combat smuggling, and empower migrants at the same time. Through the use of violence and repression against migrants and refugees, one cannot possibly imagine that they will be prevented from accessing European territory. European countries should offer migrants and asylum seekers secure, official and humanitarian procedures to enable them to remain in Europe on a regular basis. Europe needs to show moral and political leadership when it seeks in a more rigorous way to combat racism, xenophobia and hate crime, in line with a growing culture of human rights. With regard to the budgetary and financial needs to backstop UNHCR operations worldwide, there is a need to bear in mind, in addition to the donor input, the considerable work and economic sacrifices made by countries that host migrants and asylum seekers. Ecuador wishes to promote the implementation and application of sustainable solutions to the refugee question. One, the voluntary repatriation of refugees. Two, the local integration of refugees in host countries. Three, solidarity-based resettlement in third countries. And four, other possible migratory solutions in line with conventions ratified by Ecuador. During 2014 and 2015, pursuant to the Mercosur Residency Agreement, Ecuador issued approximately 25,000 visas, as well as subsequent migratory regularization of South American migrants and refugees and displaced persons who lodged applications. Ecuador is a defender and proponent in all international fora of the need for all UN member states to sign and ratify all international conventions concerning the protection and promotion of the human rights of migrants, refugees and asylum seekers. And in particular, we are calling for the ratification of the International Convention on the Protection of the Rights of All Migrant Workers and of Their Families, 1990. I thank you, Chairperson and Mr. Heikkinen.